Luke tells a very interesting story of the ascension, because here we are 40 days or so past the day of resurrection. Yet if we were following in the Gospel of Luke, it is still that first day, maybe the second day. And if we were following in the story of the Gospel of Luke, we would have known that the disciples had just regathered, and possibly in that same room where they had had that last supper with him, that upper room that they were keeping locked and hiding away because they were afraid they might be next. And he appeared to them and he showed them his scars and his wounds. And Mary and the other women came and told what they saw. And now we even have Cleopas has arrived. Cleopas has come back from that walk to Emmaus. Remember that road to Emmaus where Jesus walked beside them and opened the scriptures to them, and then they realized who it was in the breaking of the bread. And the scriptures go on to say that he returned to the disciples and told them what he had seen. So think about this. There they are in that room, all talking about all these visions they've had of Jesus, or the reality that he was there in their midst. They could touch his wounds, and he walked beside us. And can't you hear Cleopas? And man, my heart was just on fire as he's told me what the scriptures said about him. I finally understood. Have you ever had that need to finally understand what the scriptures said? And they finally understood because Jesus opened them for him. And then he appears in their midst again. And his first words to them are, "Peace be with you." Because they had to have been startled, because once again, it's sort of like those science fiction movies where suddenly they're there and suddenly they're not and suddenly they're there. And he was suddenly there in their midst. But he gives them this last instruction, because he wants their joy to be complete, but he also knows the time for his ministry here on earth, in body, in his body, in his incarnate body, is ending. And the time for the body of Christ, the embodiment of our Lord, is to begin. So this is the day of transition. This is moving day for Jesus as he moves from earth to heaven. So he says to them, now remember, this is the disciples he's talking to who've never agreed and never quite understood anything Jesus has taught. In fact, the crowd seems to understand better. The Pharisees and the Sadducees and everybody, even the demons, seem to understand better than his disciples. So here he is with them with his last words. And the scripture tells us, Luke tells us, then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. That finally, in that last moment, they all understood. He got into their heads, as we would say, and allowed the scriptures to expand in their heads. The reality of who Christ was and who Christ is and who Christ will be, all at the same time, the disciples knew and understood, so that he could tell them that it was written that the Messiah would suffer and to rise again from the dead after he had died on the cross, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. So there in those last moments of his life as he knew it and they knew it on earth was ending, he gave them their mission, and they all finally understood. He says, "You are witnesses to these things, and I am sending you upon you what my Father proclaimed. So stay in the city until you have been clothed with power and glory." So he not only says, "I'm giving you a mission, but you're not doing this alone. I am going to empower you to go forth and make this proclamation." But then he leads them out of the city. this is an important part for us to remember. These are the ones who are afraid that they might get persecuted and hung on the cross, just like Jesus. They had been in that upper room, sometimes locked, maybe all the time locked. He leads them out of the room, down the stairs, down the streets, to Bethany. Bethany was where, weeks ago, it seems, months ago, it may feel like, that Jesus began that journey to Jerusalem, that journey that brought him to the cross, to his death and resurrection, to the end of his earthly ministry. He brings them to Bethany, and he blesses them, and they return to Jerusalem. The scripture says they return to Jerusalem with great joy. Remember that parade with Jesus? They are in that same mode of joy and excitement because they have seen and received the message of their mission, and they know that God is going to be with them. And they go to Jerusalem, but they go to Jerusalem not to die, not to end a time. They go to Jerusalem to begin. They're in that place of waiting because the Holy Spirit has to empower them before they can go. Remember, they were in that upper room all this time. Today's scripture ends, and they were continually in the temple blessing God. The fear and trembling that had been in the upper room has been replaced with joy and energy and excitement and enthusiasm, and they are no longer afraid to be in that place of worship, worshiping the God who fulfilled the scriptures as he promised. We are in the temple. We are in the church. We are the embodied Christ. We are the ones filled with the Holy Spirit to complete the mission that Christ gave to his disciples. He says, proclaim in his name to all nations repentance and forgiveness. Proclaim reconciliation to all nations. The world is in desperate need of the message of repentance, forgiveness, and reconciliation. It is a message of love. And we are the messengers, Holy Spirit-empowered messengers. The real presence of Christ, of Jesus Christ in the world, left that day when he ascended into heaven. We are now the presence of Christ in the world, the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. We are the ones with the new mission to go forth and proclaim God's message of repentance and reconciliation. Just this week, that message went out that God's church, Christ's church, is dying. I want to tell you, and I'm going to tell you as plainly as I can, Christ Church is not dying. Christ Church is transforming. There is always an ending and a beginning. As Christ called upon us to form his church, at first it began in homes and it was house churches. Then it became a structured church. Then it became cathedrals. Then it became. What God is calling us to become, we do not know. But what I do know is God is calling us to proclaim a message of reconciliation and love, a message of repentance, a message to reach out to those who are doubting, who are uncertain, who are angry, who are hurting, who need to know that the body of Christ is there for them, that God's love is there to surround them, that all they need to do is repent of their sins, all they need to do is come into the body, and they will be forgiven, they will be loved, they will be returned to the one who loved them, who created them, who called them fearfully and wonderfully made. But if we do not go and share that message, then the world shares its message. And then we find that the ones we love are lost and hurting and afraid and in some room with doors locked, windows shut, and worried what the next moment's going to bring. We are the body of Christ. We are the ones with the message. We are the witnesses of God's transforming power to change our lives. And we are the ones, no one else. We don't ask someone else to do our job. We are the ones to go forth and offer that message. We know who we need to target. We know who needs to know God's love. And it may even be the one we love who needs to know it. So, church, on this Ascension Sunday, when Christ ascended, he gave the work of the transformation of the world to the body of Christ, the church. Go forth in Christ's name. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.